Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 39. A Racine man is in custody accused of phoning in a bomb threat that forced the closure of the Racine County Courthouse for half a day in October. Racine County Sheriff's investigators believe 45-year-old Lee Lucas phoned in the threat from a payphone at a Lathrop Avenue business. Lucas is currently being held in the Racine County Jail pending charges for the bomb threat and on unrelated misdemeanor charges. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling in a news release says the investigation into the incident continues. Because of the threat, the courthouse was closed and employees sent home. The facility reopened later in the day. Flight for Life landed at the Bonnie Haim property at the corner of 52nd Street and 30th Avenue in Kenosha to transport a woman with a serious head injury. How the woman was injured is not known, a police spokesman saying it appears she may have fallen. The incident was reported about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Officials with the Central States Pension Fund say promised pensions have to be cut in order to save the system from going broke, which has retired members of the Teamsters more than a little upset, some claiming the timetable is a lie, while cuts of 50% or more are being reported. Locally, one of the affected retirees is Ray DeHaan, the 7th District Alderman, and a former city bus driver who stated at a recent Transit and Parking Commission meeting that Central States had the legislature include some language in the new budget.
What we found, they said, well, if we don't do this, we'll be out of money by the year 2026 or something like that. But we had guys from the 200 go down there and do a real hands-on, and they found out that they wouldn't go broke for another 30 years. So they were lying to us.
DeHaan said his Teamsters pension will be cut almost in half as of next July, while another union member he knows is losing $1,000 a month. Yesterday in Milwaukee, over 200 former truck drivers, dock workers, and other Teamster members gathered at MATC for a town hall meeting on the Central States pension plan. A resolution calling on state lawmakers to pass a bill to crack down on repeat drunk driving offenders was adopted by the Kenosha City Council this week. Assembly Bill 432 would require the permanent revocation of the driver's license of anyone who is convicted of 5 or more OWI offenses or for 3 or more offenses connected to certain homicides or other felonies involving the use of a motor vehicle. The resolution supporting the bill was sponsored by Alderman David Bogdala, who said it's not perfect, but it starts to send a message that the state is ready to deal with those who continue to drink and drive. Bogdala said he's had conversations with state lawmakers and they may be willing to make the bill even stronger.
Which is why I inserted it into this resolution, and hopefully with a strong showing of support here from the City Council, we can continue to send a message that this is something that is a big issue, it is a big deal.
Bogdala says he hopes that the bill, if passed and signed by the governor, will start to stem the tide of multiple OWI offenses. The resolution passed unanimously. One of three new tenants on the west end of Racine's Regency Mall will be Party City, which wanted a sign that included language under the main name that did not conform to existing code, but which is no longer an issue, according to what Assistant City Planner Jill Johannick told the Plan Commission.
They have gotten rid of the tagline at this time, and the requirement for one sign per building elevation no longer applies with the elimination of the tagline, and then the sign width allowance has been met with a sign revision and a reinterpretation of the plan set. So all three criteria are being met.
Party City, through Michael Signs, had been seeking a variance to the existing sign standards for the mall. If you're good at spinning a tall tale in a short amount of time and you're not a politician, they're considered to be professionals, you can enter the Burlington Liars Club annual contest, which has a deadline of Tuesday, December 15th. Club President Dennis Tully says entries can be submitted through the post office or by email. He said the contest goes back to 1929, with some of the Burlington locals just sitting around telling stories.
Then somebody came up and he says, well, okay, he says, I think you won the prize. You should win the prize for the year. Then they made up a little badge or something. The guy wore it for a couple days and showed it off. He was a champion liar, and it's been going on ever since.
The champion liar gets a certificate and 15 minutes of fame with the announcement New Year's Eve. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.